after the gospel, you might find why Jesus chose the second Sunday of Easter to be the Divine Mercy Sunday. Because in the gospel, Jesus gave the disciples this power to absorb sin and also to spread the gospel to the world. That's why the two rays, the white ray, means water, signifies baptism and confession. The red, blood, is life, means the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. There is two important sacraments, or three here, three sacraments, give us life, cleanse our soul, and give us new life. So we have the treasure. And Jesus promised today, especially at 3 o'clock every day, say the chapel of Divine Mercy, we'll give you this special grace. Because in this picture, on the leaf is written, Jesus, I trust in you. This trust is not only I know something, but really, even though things are not happening according to your will, but still you believe that it's a blessing from the Lord. Many times we thought, when we ask and not given, when you say, the Lord is not listening. No. Jesus gives us better things than we ask for. We express our trust. This trust means to whatever is the will of God, it is a blessing for our soul. Nothing else. So, in order that we can have a better life, this word trust is very important. It's not means you have to study all the scriptures, but you have to believe with heart. Something we might understand, just like Thomas, even people telling him, we have seen the Lord. He said, no way, unless I touch his wounds. And this is one of my experience when I was still working in Toronto. There was a lady. He got also the gifts of the 5 wounds, especially every Good Friday. Every year, Good Friday, she got the blood coming out from her hands and feet. In that 2002, I went to see her. There was the appearance of this stigmata. It's on every first Friday. So after the things happened and I say goodbye, I shook her hand, still the wounds in her hand. That instant, I really thought, God is giving me a lesson, like to Thomas. Now you believe because you touch the wounds. I thought, I am a believer. But I was not that strong. Jesus strengthened my trust in him through this young lady, through his wounds in her hand. It's a very practical way for me to once again don't think that I believe many things. I'm so weak, and that's why Jesus is helping me to believe. And I'm delighted also knowing this face of Divine Mercy, that we are always invited to trust in the love of God by living well on a daily basis the will of God the Father. Because Sister Faustina was asked, before you spread the good news, first of all, you have to live this mercy. Unless you are merciful, you cannot spread the good news of mercy of the Lord. So first of all, not just invite people to come to for this image in prayer. Before you invite, you be, first of all, a merciful person. And this whole year, we are invited to live this spirit of spirituality of mercy. So we thank the Lord that we have the church is teaching us that we are called for sanity through the love of Jesus Christ. Even though we don't pray a lot, at least the short sentence put into your mind, Jesus, I trust in you.